This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. I am Freddie Bell, and welcome to New Beginnings. In addition to giving you a COVID-19 update, we'll have information about how your retirement funds can be impacted. Cassie Crandall could stop by today as well and join us for a lesson from Unity South Twin Cities, our national day, and, of course, Words to the Wise. All this and more as New Beginnings comes your way right now. You know, something like 70 million Americans will get a really nice benefit come the first of the year. And I'm wondering, Rhonda Whiteneck, how big is this increase? Rhonda's from the Social Security office. How big is this increase going to be?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on. You know, this is really exciting news. For Social Security recipients, it's going to be approximately $140 per month in their Social Security checks that they're going to see in January. So it's an 8.7% increase, the biggest one I've seen since I've worked for Social Security in 20 years.
Wow, why yes. Such a large increase?
Well, you know, it's the cost of living increase, and it's based on inflation. So really, the purpose of the cost of living increase is really to ensure that that our community, our purchasing power with Social Security benefits is not eroded by inflation. Mm-hmm. So it's allowing our community members to be able to have a higher benefit in order to keep up with inflation.
For a lot of people who don't have, who only have this kind of benefit coming in, this is a really a big boon for them.
It really is. It really is. And that's where the $140 increase is with our Social Security representatives or Social Security individuals that are getting benefits based on their work. Now, if somebody is getting benefits based on SSI, which is the needs-based program,
mm-hmm. Yes.
that's going to actually increase too. So right now, 2022, $841 per month. But next year, they're going to see an increase of $76, and it's going to bump up to $914, which is quite a large increase also.
That's phenomenal. Now, you mentioned that we're talking with Rhonda Whiteneck. She is with Social Security here locally in the state of Minnesota. So what happens if inflation does go down? Do these benefits start to deteriorate as well?
Oh, no. Once we give an individual that cost of living increase, it's theirs forever. So, no, you will not see that benefit go down. And the beauty of it, too, is that the Medicare benefits, or the Medicare premiums, I should say, those are decreasing, and Social Security benefits are increasing. So, Freddie, this is the first time in my career, like I said, 20-plus years of Social Security, that I've seen this happen. So it's really good news for all of our community members.
So how can the recipients find out more details about their own particular benefit package?
Right. Good question. So they're going to get letters in the month of December, about mid-December, telling them how much their benefit is going to increase by, and then showing them their new benefit amount. But if they want to get that information early, there is a way to get it earlier. And you just need to sign up for a My Social Security account. So if you can log in, sign up for a My Social Security account by November 15th, you're going to be able to see that online, that amount online in your account in the first week of December. So that's a way to get a sneak peek at what you're going to get.
Interesting. So just some house cleaning here. Are these benefits taxable, Rhonda?
You know, not for most people. Only about 30% of our population of the 70 million have to pay taxes on their Social Security, but that's really based on other income that they have coming in, their modified adjusted gross income. So if you're a high income earner, there's a possibility that you will have to pay taxes on your Social Security, but generally, no.
Well, I like the no answer, Rhonda.
Yes, right. We all do.
If we'd like more details about these benefits, you mentioned My Social Security. Is there a website where we can get just general information about what you shared with us this morning?
There is. If you go to ssa.gov, So www.ssa.gov for government. You can find all the information I just talked about today, as well as other great information and other great tools in order to plan for that Social Security.
Are there any other adjustments that we should be aware of, Rhonda?
Well, you know, we do have, like I mentioned, the SSI dollar amount, right? And then also with the Medicare amount, too. So that the Medicare is changing. Right now, people are paying $170 per month for their Medicare Part B premium, but it's going to go down. It's going to go down to $164. So they're going to see that adjustment there also. And then I also want to let people know Medicare in 2023 is changing. Congress made some really awesome changes to the Medicare plan, where people are able to select their Medicare plans and select the date that they want to get Medicare much easier, much quicker. It's just amazing how these changes are going to really help our community understand Medicare a little bit more, because, you know, it is quite complicated.
So this is not only important information for the Medicare or SS or SSI recipients, it is also important for the caregivers who are taking care of their loved ones as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if there are caregivers taking care of their loved ones, and their loved ones maybe not they're not as capable of handling their benefits, there is a program called Representative Payee Program. That's where a son or a daughter or a family member can ask to be oversee that person's Social Security benefits to help them pay their food, pay for their rent, and all the other items that they may need help with.
Wow. Rhonda, you're just a wealth of information this morning. Rhonda Whitenack from the Social Security office here in the Twin Cities. Do you have a final thought this morning?
You know, I just want everybody to know that Social Security is, we're here for you, and we have our offices that are open, and we have our 1-800 number, and we have 4 offices in the metro area. I'm always available at rhonda.whitenack@ssa.gov. So if anybody has any specific questions, my door is always open.
And you mentioned an 800 number?
Yes, there is an 800 number, 1-800-772-1213. That's 1-800-772-1213.
Rhonda, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us and sharing this incredible information about everyone's money, 65 million people being impacted. Thanks so much. It's time for It Happened This Week. It wasn't Evel Knievel, but it was a daredevil nonetheless. Anna Edson Taylor became the first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. She emerged from the 175-foot fall without any injuries. That happened in 1901. And fashion designer Christian Dior died at the age of 52 in 1957. And the Beatles began their first tour outside Great Britain in 1963. And in 1989, popular television evangelist Jim Baker was sentenced to 45 years in prison and fined $500,000 following his conviction on 24 counts of fraud. He was released after serving only 5 years. And also that year, actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was sentenced to 72 hours in jail, 120 hours of community service, and $13,000 in fines for slapping a police officer. And it was in 2005 that Hurricane Wilma plowed into the state of Florida. The Category 3 storm lashed the state with winds of 125 miles an hour. It happened this week, and I'm Freddie Bell.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference. Available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org.
This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and now it's time to talk finance with Libel Sternbach. Libel is an Amazon best-selling author of Living with Financial Anxiety and Authenticity. Libel, welcome back to New Beginnings. How are you this week?
Hey, how are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing really, really well, and I'm trying my best to stay cool as we start heading slowly toward the fall weather. And it makes me think, you know, State Fair and people doing all these other different jobs and so forth. A friend of mine called it a side hustle working at the State Fair. And I'm going, side hustle? I know what a side person is, but what is a side hustle in retirement?
So a side hustle is a more of a millennial term, and I have no idea where it comes from. All I know is that this idea has appeared in colloquial speak of the idea that you should have a side job, that nobody should just have just one job, that you should have multiple jobs, and that everyone has a side hustle that they're doing on the side. And the FIRE movement is very big on this. So the FIRE movement, which is financial independence and retirement or retire early. So they're very focused on how do we get to retirement as quickly as possible? And our show is about how do you get to retirement when you're over 50, right? Because the name of the game changes after when you're over 50. And when you're actually, when retirement is a real thing, the rules change, and it's no longer a hypothetical, and you may not have a high-tech job and a huge amount of money in the bank account. So how do you actually retire? And so one of the things that the FIRE movement says is, you know, retirement isn't about that you stop working. It's that you become work optional, that you can choose who you work for and when you work for so that you can take on the jobs that you want to do. And so they have this concept of a side hustle. And so they say, you know, when the market goes down, instead of, you know, living on less, you get a side job to help supplement your income. And I very much like this concept, right? I like this concept, not in the fact that I think that retirement should be filled with work, but that if you do have the ability to work and you have the desire to work, that there is that ability to say that, you know, maybe I don't have all the amount of money saved that I need saved in order to retire. Or maybe something will happen during retirement. And instead of me trying to plan for every unforeseeable circumstance, let me put in a little bit of wiggle room in there and say, if something happens and I need an extra $20,000, I'm going to get a side job. I'm going to figure out how to make some extra money on the side. Right? I'm going to use the skills that I have acquired in my long life that I have monetized to this point. I'm going to figure out how to monetize it in retirement on my terms. And it's something that in today's day and age is uniquely possible that you just couldn't do before.
Very interesting. We're talking about side hustles this week with Libel Sternbach, a side hustle in retirement. I've been reading about articles about the baby boomers, Libel, and there is an information or professional drain on businesses because a lot of the baby boomers are retiring at about the same time. So would an effective side hustle be to go ahead and retire and then contract yourself back to the company that you worked for at one time?
Oh, absolutely. Consulting, absolutely. I love consulting. So consulting was actually my first job. And I am a huge fan of consulting. And specifically, I'm a huge fan of consulting for those of us with emotional intelligence and the ability to carry on a conversation with a human being. and I don't say that lightly, because it's something that in talking to people, they very much underestimate that skill, right? The skill of I can go into a room with other people who have differing opinions of me, right, than me, and who have different needs, and I can understand them. And I can figure out what it is that they want, and I can then help them figure it out using the knowledge and experience that I have, right? And so it doesn't matter what job you had. Let's say you were a janitor, right? 50 years you spent, you know, as a janitor for the school district, right? And then you retire, you retire at age 70, okay? 50 years, you right out of school, 50 years you spent being the janitor for the school district. So you know inside and out that job,
right?
New person gets hired to be the janitor for the school district. They don't know a tenth of what you know, right? The amount of knowledge and experience that you have of how to keep a school district clean and how to keep it run and stocked with supplies and all that and navigate all the different personalities, that is a unique set of experiences and skills. And that is something that you can't just teach to someone overnight. And it's not something that someone just gets from being on the job 5 minutes. That's something that you can monetize as a consultant, right? You could consult with a new person who's managing the janitorial staff or the, you know, whatever staff it is that you're, you know, whatever company, whatever job you have done, or the multiple jobs you've done over your career, you providing them an hour of your time can save them a week or two of frustration or months of frustration because you've been there, you've done that, you've navigated those troubles, and you can save them that heartache, that frustration of going through that again. Not only that, but you have the ability to work with people. And the newer generation does not have the ability to work with people. And so it's very hard for businesses to find someone who can actually interact with multiple people and can explain things and understand things.
Very interesting. We're talking with Leibel about side hustles. So that's a pretty strong indictment on the younger people who might be listening to you this weekend, Leibel. But are there other types of side hustles that you might recommend in addition to consulting?
Yes. So in addition to consulting, there are a lot of online and or a gig type of style jobs where you can freelance. So there's things like Fiverr where you can literally the concept of the website is you post on there what you will do for $5. And obviously you can't make a living on $5. And that's not the concept of the website. The idea is you post on there what you will do for $5. And then obviously, there's a lot of things that can be added onto that $5, right? And so you have things like, oh, I'll write an article for 100 words of $5, or I'll come up with an idea for an article for $5, and then I'll write you the article for $25, and I'll write a 1,000-word article for $25, right? Or you have people who will record your voicemail for $10, right? You know, there's a whole range of things, and it's literally anything that you have that you don't even think is a skill, but it's something that you are capable of doing. You can monetize that, whether that's with Fiverr.com or, and that's with two R's, by the way, Upwork.com, Freelancer.com. There's Mechanical Turk, where it's like literally it's just you keep doing this repetitive work over and over again. So because we have all this machine learning, right? All this, you know, like Alexas and this vision AI where they're like the computers classify stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, in order for these machines to learn stuff, they need to be trained by people. And guess where they're getting their people? Online. And you could be one of these people. And you get paid, you know, whether it's like 5 cents for every image that you classify or it's, you know, by the hour. It's not going to make you rich. but it may pay for your steak dinner, or it may pay for that cruise trip, that cruise trip once a year, right? Or it may pay for that upgrade to go from, you know, to the luxury cabin that you want. And these are like these little things that you can do out there that either can earn you a little bit of money or they can earn you a lot of money. There are a lot of little things that you can do. You could even open up a business, right? You've worked your entire life for someone else. Well, maybe you work one day a week for yourself doing the same thing that you did for someone else.
That's really interesting. So it's interesting. You've mentioned that you can do all these side hustles, Fiverr.com, Freelancer.com. All of it is web-based. How can you protect yourself with against malware or someone stealing your information? How safe is it to really be out there and to determine whether or not that person who is reaching you for the work is real or if they're a bot or something?
So the benefit of going through a site like Fiverr, Freelancer, or Upwork is that they vet the people you're going through, and there's a certain amount of protection built into it. So you need to, you know, learn the sites that you're going through and how you get protected through the site so that you, if you do your thing, you'll be protected. And most of the way it works, right, at least like with Fiverr or Freelancer or Upwork, the person who's purchasing, the other party, right, who's requesting the work, they upload, they pay Fiverr. And now that money is in escrow. And then the money goes from escrow to you once they sign off on it. So it never, and no point is there really an opportunity for you to get screwed in that way, as long as you abide by the terms that you agreed upon and you fulfill it to the standards and expectations of the site. So make sure you understand what those are and you follow those requirements and you'll be fine. And you know, it's there are a lot of, you know, just Google how to make money on Fiverr or how to make money on Upwork. And there's lots of tutorials out there that will show you how to do it. Really, it's not that hard. It's just, you know, just follow the process.
You have a lot of information on yieldsforyou.com. Would information about side hustles liable be there as well?
Yeah, and I'm actually putting together a class, a course specifically on side hustles to walk you through the different types of side hustles out there. And, you know, kind of how to navigate that and, you know, see, you know, explore and see what works for you.
We're talking with Libel Sternbach about side hustles. It's a new term that I just learned this weekend. So what do you think is the biggest challenge that retirees might face when they're trying to start this side hustle, be it consulting or going to one of the sites that you just mentioned?
So I think there are the two biggest challenges or the two biggest fears that I have when someone starts going into this world of side hustle work. Challenge number one is you become prey for all of the unscrupulous people on the internet. And there is a whole world of vultures out there, these predators who they sell this dream of making money online and owning your own business, and it all sounds really amazing, but it's all kind of like smoke and mirrors, and it all, you know, they'll be like, oh, you just need to invest $150, and they get you all emotionally involved in it, and then you start investing money in it, and before you know it, you're $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 in, and you still haven't made any money. Mm-mm. Because either it's a pyramid scheme, or they're just teaching you like little bits and pieces, and they don't really know how to do it, and you know they're just teaching you to teach others to teach nothing, right?
Oh, like, no.
Yeah. So that's number one is like that's my first fear is that you become prey to those things. So you really want to, if you're going to go into this online work, right, do it through a reputable thing. Don't try to start your own business, because starting your own business is starting your own business, right? If someone tells you, oh, you're going to become a franchisee online, right, and we're going to give you everything you need to start your own business and you're going to make a lot of money, right? That sounds like something that's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. But if they tell you, oh, you're going to go on Fiverr.com, And I'm going to show you how to go on Fiverr.com, and you're going to sell your recordings of your voice, right? That's like, okay, you can do that. You don't need them to do that. That's something that's reasonable, right? And if you want to pay $100 to have someone help you do that, that's okay.
Thank you, Liable. We look forward to hearing from you again next week. Liable's website is Yields for You. That's yieldsforyou.com. Yields, the number 4, the letter U.com. And more. New Beginnings is straight ahead.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference, available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Immunologist Dr. Anthony Fauci joins us, Chief Medical Advisor to the White House. Efforts are underway to get all Americans updated on the COVID-19 vaccine for protection for this fall and through the holiday season. Leading the charge, the president has himself been vaccinated earlier. Will we ever have all the tools we need to fight this virus, Dr. Fauci?
Together with the availability of an antiviral like Paxlovid, there's no reason today in our particular time, given the tools that we have, no one should really succumb to COVID with the vaccines and antivirals we have. So we always can do better, and we're continuing to try and get better tools. But the ones that we have right now are being underutilized. And that was one of the points the president made, that not enough people thus far have utilized the availability of this new updated booster shot. And that's what he was making the point by publicly getting vaccinated, to show the public how easy it is to get vaccinated.
How will this message resound in the African-American community, Dr. Fauci?
Well, it's particularly important for the African-American community to utilize these tools that we have, vaccines and antiviral, because historically, throughout this pandemic, brown and black people have suffered disproportionately more. One, they get infected more frequently because as a population in general, obviously, it's dangerous to generalize, but it is true that more so than other cohorts, African Americans are in jobs that put them out in essential work, where they're out in society exposing themselves to the virus. And also, once they do get infected, African Americans, because of a historic history here of the social determinants of health, have a higher degree of the underlying conditions, which make them more likely to have a severe outcome if they do get infected. And I refer to things like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, chronic lung disease, kidney disease. All of those things are more prevalent in the African American population. And when they wind up getting infected, they have a greater chance of getting a severe outcome, which is all the more reason why African Americans should get the updated booster vaccine that's readily available, free, safe, and effective.
With the triple-demic that is being called, the flu, RSV, and COVID, this is especially important. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the reason why you should also get your flu shot, and you should get it soon. We want to get everybody vaccinated before Halloween with both flu and the new COVID-19 updated booster. Respiratory syncytial virus we don't have a vaccine for, and children less than 5 years old are particularly vulnerable, as are the elderly, which is the reason why you should practice good respiratory hygiene, being careful when you're in congregate settings where you don't know the status of people's vaccine. You might want to wear a mask. I'm not saying mandating it. I'm not saying requiring it. But good common sense should tell you that if you are vulnerable, or if you live in a household with vulnerable people, you should consider doing those types of things.
Finally, are you ready to talk about the next chapter of your career?
Well, it's still up in the air because I am still the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and I really should not be, for ethical reasons, negotiating any jobs while I'm still working for the government. So I'll wait till I step down. But I will be doing something, I can tell you, in general, in health, in science, and in public affairs. So you're going to be hearing more from me. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again after I step down.
Of course, we're looking forward to it. And thank you for helping to keep us safe. And we wish you all the best in your career.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci joining us today. And we've got more coming up. Stay with us. Let's turn our attention now to lifestyle. I've got Cassie Crandall standing by with three things.
Thank you, Freddie. It's Cassie. I'm back with three things. Thing one this week, it's Halloween weekend. I'm excited. Not that I do a whole lot for Halloween weekend, but it's just a fun time. My kids are grown, and so I kind of miss getting them dressed up and seeing what they choose for costumes and going trick-or-treating, and then, of course, the candy craziness after trick-or-treating. In any case, one of my favorite things to do is to watch all the kids come to the door for candy and check out the costumes they're wearing. They're so cute. But probably my favorite Halloween event to take part in is the day after Halloween and buying Halloween candy half price. And my thing number two this week. As you probably know, because I talk about it so much, I'm a big fan of the Marvel movies. So guess what's coming up? Friday, November 11th, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever opens up. Really looking forward to that. Should be exciting. I'm curious to see how they follow things up. November 11th, Black Panther. And lastly, my thing number three this week. Are you left-handed or right-handed? I'm right-handed, but I'm married to a left-handed person. And my aunt is left-handed. And you may know that back in the day, kids were taught to use their right hand only. They were discouraged from using their left hand, even sometimes hit. But now we don't do that anymore. Thank goodness. But here's some interesting information about left-handers. Explains a lot with my husband. Left-handers are wired into the artistic half of the brain, which makes them imaginative, creative, surprising, ambiguous, exasperating, stubborn, emotional, witty, obsessive, infuriating, delightful, original, but never ever dull. That's from my husband, the left-handed love of my life. And that's it for me this week. For New Beginnings, I'm Cassie Crandall.
Thanks so much, Cassie. We'll talk to you again next week. I certainly hope you're finding value in the information we're sharing with you this weekend. And did you know that today is National Oatmeal Day? Perfect for the weekend. It's a perfect day to enjoy one of America's favorite breakfast foods. A warm bowl of oatmeal starts a day off right. Add spices, fruit, nuts, and nut butters to add flavor. Oatmeal is also a versatile ingredient. Add oatmeal to baked goods to create a delicious crumble. We use it to make granola, cookies, and bars, and sometimes recipes for soups call for oatmeal, adding thicker texture and nutty flavor. Still oat cuts are coarsely cut oats. They're the nuttiest and most flavorful oats available. Oatmeal also comes in different forms. Rolled oats are a whole grain that's rolled into oat flakes. They may take longer to cook, but the nutty flavor adds to the enjoyment. Another kind is instant or quick oats. These oats cook more quickly because they've either been pre-cooked or cut thinner. They lose some of the nuttiness found in rolled oats, but they offer similar health benefits. And if you're looking for health benefits, a bowl of oatmeal daily can lower cholesterol. It also could reduce the risk of heart disease, and it may even reduce your risk of cancer. That according to the American Cancer Society, they say that eating a diet high in fiber may reduce your risk for cancer. If you like toppings for your oatmeal, here are some of my favorites. Brown sugar, sugar, cinnamon, peaches, blueberries, strawberries, bananas, nuts, and granola. It's National Oatmeal Day. Here are today's words to the wise. Little things can mean a lot. Today's words to the wise. Little things can mean a lot. Follow me on IG, Instagram, Freddie Bell Radio. Also, hit me with a tweet. At Freddie Bell, and I'll tweet you back.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference. Available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
When I begin a new project or I make a change in my life, I don't necessarily need all the answers from the very start. That's our point of focus, being ready. Moment by moment, day by day, I listen to and learn from all the sources that are available to me. And as I tune in, the answers come. Confident of my abilities, I eliminate procrastination and I begin to act even more decisively. I don't know about you, but I don't worry about what might happen in the future or someday because I know that I am ready to be a full expression of all the information that I have at my hands right now. And for that, I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to fulfill my heart's desires. When you align your thoughts and you get into action, you're ready to move steadily ahead toward your heart's desires. If you'd like to learn more, FreddieBell.com or 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's Freddie@FreddieBell.com. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
God is always present with us. When we place our faith in God, we receive the Holy Spirit that dwells with us and in us. We activate or quickly become aware of God when we center on God quickly and completely. It doesn't take an hour's long prayer. It only takes a second. There's a song, Judy, that says, in a minute, in that second, in that hour, we become connected with the spirit within. As I mentioned earlier, the natural inclination is to turn to God in times of trouble. And I would suggest that we invite God into our lives and turn to God for everything. This is a process of fulfillment. I've told this story before, and I won't belabor it, but I can remember taking God into everything, and I was talking with Francine about something, and we're not on the same page, and I said, I need to take it to God, and then I said, no, I got this. Well, I didn't have this. I went into the shower, and I came back. I was in the shower, actually, and I just heard this feeling where I was knowing, well, you should have turned to me. You wouldn't have gone through that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, God. So I felt like Adam walking and talking. Yeah, I shouldn't have eaten that fruit. Yeah, I know. I told you. So I say that because when we turn wholeheartedly to the God within, without the slightest doubt or question, situations in our lives start to change, typically for the better. It's like depositing money into a savings account and experiencing that sense of gratefulness when months later, years later, you look at the balance of that account and you go, oh my goodness, what just happened here? It's the same thing. So when we start looking for help, as we sometimes do, sometimes for guidance outside of ourselves, we tend to limit our vision. And we can cancel out some of the great resources that God has waiting for us. So, principle number one says, God is all. God is all. And this can be our affirmation for the next week. Focus less on the concern. However, I would suggest that you focus more on the God within. I say this only because the process allows God to change us at depth from the inside out. The power within can show us the way to gain control over every obstacle as we know that God is all. Our only requirement is this, is to develop that I trust in God mentality and allow the God within to be responsible. I read some statements of affirmation from Loretta Taggart, from the wonderful service that was here at Unity just a few weeks ago. And if you had an opportunity, you could see on the table these wonderful affirmations that she lived and governed her life by. And she would come up to me and she'd go, hello, Gerald, how are you? And I'm fine. She goes, how's that lovely wife of yours? And I said, she's fine too. And then she goes, everything in divine order? I say, well, yes, it is. She goes, are you sure? Yes, I am. She says, okay, good. So I'll ask you, is everything in divine order? Is everything working out well? I dare us to immerse ourselves completely into that realm of the God Spirit. As we release ourselves and experience for ourselves, we begin to see how Spirit can change the color and the texture of our lives. This is how we glorify God. I've seen it happen as the power unfolds in front of me every day. I could be here a week telling you about how God shows up for me and my family. And like Reverend Stacy, I'm not going to take a week. I'll take a couple of minutes. In family matters, God is the answer. With my girls, as I see them from my oldest to my favorite granddaughter, I only have one grandchild, I see how God is expressing and molding their lives. I've seen things happen in their lives that I thought early on could never happen. And I see it unfolding just like turning the pages of a book. It's just that easily. In Francine, I recall how she expressed with some friends of ours about her desire to be in management with her company that she was affiliated with, the federal government. And with these friends, we decided, why don't you just write it down? If you want to be in management, write it down. And all we had at that dinner was just a cocktail napkin. She wrote it down on that cocktail napkin, committing in thought and on paper to what she desired. She has since retired twice. The second time after directing an agency that feeds the hungry. She retired the first time after leading the criminal investigative arm of the federal agency spanning internationally and three quarters of the United States. And her heart keeps getting bigger and bigger because she dared to prove that God is active in her life. So for my wife, for my girls, God is the answer. In one particular lesson, you may have heard my expression about how we have all witnessed how God is the answer in each one of your lives. I likened it to the stories that we find in the Bible. Some of you may have heard that. And all of you, in my opinion, are walking billboards for God answering your prayers. I can see it showing up. I can see the activity of Spirit in your life. Now, if you doubt that this morning, my job, my only job, is to remind you that God really is the answer. In the leadership of our church, the right leaders for the right times have appeared, each one guiding, teaching, and helping us to see that God is the answer. Like my children, and they like to say the word literally, literally, God is the answer for every situation in our lives. When we turn within, as Reverend Stacy told me, you can see that God is the answer. Occasionally, we need reminders. So here is a do-it-yourself test. Each day from now until Thanksgiving, take note on your computer, take note on your phone, take note on your iPad, or old school, write it down in a notebook, or like Francine, on a cocktail napkin. And just note how God is appearing in your life and shows up as the answers to your prayer. It doesn't have to be a long dissertation. Just take note and write it down. And then on that Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day, look back and count your many blessings. The scriptures say, "Prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, so much so that you won't have room enough to receive it." And Jeremy, like the savings account, there's something that's called compounded interest. As you take note, that's a deposit into yourself, into your body, into your spirit, that grows exponentially. I wish I knew the rules of seven, but it grows exponentially and gets bigger and more present every day. Without a doubt, your life will take on a new certainty. It'll take on a new poise, a new color, a new meaning. And all of this happens as we recognize God as a one presence, the one power in our lives, and as we vow to let nothing stand between us and the power that sustains us all. So in closing, God fortifies. God strengthens. God heals us and provides for our every need. God calms us. God soothes us and works mightily to increase our stature and sustains and guides us every moment, every minute, every second of every day. Here's our job, is to place our trust in God, regardless of the outer appearances, regardless of what other people may be thinking, regardless of what other people may be saying and doing. Remember this. Like math, 2 + 2 is always 4. Like gravity, you don't have to like it to keep you on the ground. And like Adam, you can walk and talk with God in the morning and in the evening anytime you get ready. Because the moment that we turn within, God is already there. God is the answer. Thank you so much.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Well, that's all we have for you this week. It's been a pleasure coming into your homes, your work, your car, and sharing information we hope you can use. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend. And for everyone who's been a part of this one, I'm Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Thank you so much for joining us.